back to order. Item four, discussion direction items. Number one, staff update regarding SWRCB.
SWRCB?
State Water Resource Control Board. I'm familiar with that acronym. I have a meeting with them today at 2:00.
Okay, as you all know, the e-regs have been put in place. Check the flow records today for this month. They surpassed the standards quite a bit. And those details. The last meeting I missed, unfortunately, because we had a special meeting at Copco Lake regarding the dam removal and so forth. So I did not attend the last meeting on Tuesday.
I was there.
The meeting prior, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but there was a lot of discussion about Klamath River and the influence of sediment, I would say, from the McKinney fire. And a lot of discussion about that and how it's really affecting the river and so forth. Even with their own data, though, there was a small rain event that spiked the McKinney flow sediment, which is about 1,000 milligrams per liter. They failed to talk about, you know, the dam release and bumped it up to 10,000 milligrams per liter. And basically, so all happy-go-lucky that, you know, things are going to do well for the fish. That remains to be seen.
I could hear him just fine, Rachel, but thank you.
I'm done.
That has its advantages, Rachel. It really does. Click them off. So Rick knows what I'm talking about.
How's the county involved in the street water resources? How's the county become involved with that?
Because two of us kept pressuring them to get involved and get in the meeting so they were aware of what's going on.
Okay, is it just informational? I mean,
pretty much, and educational, as Commissioner Fowle pointed out, be more in the game. It's obvious that Siskiyou County is probably a higher target for the state than anywhere else in the state.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, with the water issues, farmers, you know, there's no water. The curtailments, all because of the fish. Dam removal is a lot, too, right? Also, just regarding the Klamath, the dam removal, the board, and also the CAO directed environmental health to take sampling of the river that we did around up at the beginning of February. Heavy metals were elevated quite a bit for aluminum, arsenic, and also iron. And did a plethora of other analysis that were pretty much non-detects as far as the VOCs and TTD and all the other components, about 50 of which didn't seem to be of impact. What I'm trying to do right now, with a directive from the Fish and Wildlife, or actually the Water Board, excuse me, and the certification for the dam removal, they were to take sediment samples downstream of the dam prior to removal. And trying to get a hold of that data that's somewhere on their website that I can find. We're trying to do that. So I compare our data with what's in the river, right? Theirs were of sediments, ours were aqueous, but there would still be a correlation there. So we have quite a folks, not a lot, but a few folks that have wells with influence of the river. And checking on those as far as heavy metal communication.
So what water sample are you doing on the Shasta?
On the Shasta?
Yeah, the Woodview.
Well,
how about the Big Springs area?
For flows?
For all the forever chemicals that are upslope.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're have communication with you, Commissioner Hart, and also have other six other wells targeted to do shallower domestic kind of influence for constituents associated with pesticide use at the groves. And we've got Dr. Harder's team on board. We're have a meeting tomorrow to identify exactly what we're going to be sampling for. And
So in all the activities of the sheriff's department out there and the county's and public health's involvement, I'm sure you have a list of all the different compounds that exist out there.
Correct.
And where I'm going with this is data collection, in-house wells, irrigation wells, downslope, so that that doesn't come back on the ag community.
Yeah.
Doing that. I don't want it in the water any way, size, shape, or form.
Right.
But it's just one more thing we all have to deal with.
Yeah. We've had that discussion.
Uh-huh.
There are some chemicals that overlap in between ag and the growers.
Uh-huh.
Conversation has been, it'd be better to focus our sampling on domestic wells and near the grow sites, shallower, lower producing wells, and maybe effective first. And then if there are, you know, hits there, right, they're basically upstream of the ag wells, it would be a better indication if there's, you know, there's separation there.
Right.
Easy to identify.
You know, just talking to the Louis family, that it was thought that when the water that comes out of Big Spring comes off of Mount Shasta, it takes about between 45 and 48 years to get there. Some of the science that I'm hearing now is 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing the impact of what's gone on out there 10, 15 years before we start seeing that, but it's one of those, you start collecting baseline data, and then when it shows up down the road, and people start getting sick from it, then and they have a breath. And I mean, it just is what it is. And I look at the wreck up here, and that's what scares me with the E-rigs, is they want all the water out of the shafts, all the water out of the Scott to help clean that.
Yeah.
It's going to be decades for you.
Yeah, yes, it has.
And there really isn't that much water to help push it out there.
It's very clear that the die-out physics stream in the river itself, even downstream, just the dissolved oxygen content, you know, for weeks has been.
So how far down does the sediment reach? How far?
Oh, it's all the way down.
The Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. There have been a couple pictures, and it's this tar sludge meeting the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just as...
And I imagine they're probably, this summer, at some point, they're going to have to go in and dredge the mouth, because it will not connect. And even though there may be water in the fall, coming down here for spawners to get up, there's going to be a barrier down there.
Yeah.
So we'll get 1 year of return, and that's it.
So our,
for the next one.
Are fish coming up with the sediments in there now?
No, they're going out.
I know,
they're,
I mean,
they're going out and then they're dying.
They're wanting to out-migrate right now.
Yeah.
Right. And they're hitting death.
So nothing's coming up?
No.
Nothing.
There were still some spring run Chinook, and we did actually have, before the first dam was breached, we had coho still running on the Scott, but that's stopped.
Yeah. One thing that was evident in sampling we did for the heavy metals, I mean, they're extremely high above the drinking water standard, just for reference, right? Water to the river, but we sampled, we had six locations, starting with Klamath Bridge down to Happy Camp, and the point we got below Horse Creek Bridge, those numbers cut in half, basically, so that dilution factor, in effect, I guess, roughly 50% at that point.
Were the people downriver surprised with all the sediment that they, or did they expect it?
Yeah. I think there was some expectation, but not to this degree. You know, a lot of people are just floored by the realities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any other staff? Oh,
So is there truth to that there's some house wells up there going dry on the lake?
Yes.
Yeah, very true.
So what happens? Is it just too bad you're out?
It'll probably end up being litigated. KRRC doesn't step up and do what they're directed to do. There's conversation with KRRC and their co-licensees, folks, who's responsible, who's not, and work things out. So it'll remain to be seen what happens. But, you know, the EIR and also with the director from the water board, you know, they're supposed to make them whole.
It'd be kind of tough to do when there's no water
there. Yeah. Well, you know, essentially what's going on is the wells that were drilled, right, you know, terminate prior to the lake level.
Right.
They're pretty much intact. And those that are drilled to the depth below the bottom of the reservoir are pretty well intact. The ones in the zone within the reservoir adjacent to that are going dry. Yeah, and anticipate between 13 and 20 wells going dry. And there's a small water system that we regulate off of Patricia Avenue. Serves 12 homes, completely dry.
Wow.
And then one other well up there adjacent on private property is completely dry.
So. And could they complete that water pipe for the city of Wairika? Is that, they were going overhead with mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, that's been completed and it's online.
Yeah. And new fish hatcheries up in Falkirk?
Yep.
Deal, nice deal.
So those wells that have gone dry, is that one of those unforeseen circumstances, like all the wildlife getting stuck and dying?
Well, in the EIR, it was identified as an issue and determined to be insignificant.
Wow.
Not significant, yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, hopefully somebody will make it right.
Yeah, hopefully it will. This should completely step up and
go up and buy them out and take a move them, and if they want to move them, or whatever. You know, don't force them to make capital gains tax or whatever.
Other staff updates on State Water Dam Klamath?
No, sir.
Okay, general plan update. Ms. Lane.
Haley Lane, Planning Director. Just a quick update. You know, staff, we're going through the admin draft chapters. We're finishing that up. And so next steps with the administrative draft, which is pretty much the existing conditions report, that will be under review with our internal TAC before it's released for public review. We're set to meet with the TAC probably end of March, early April. For their review of those chapters prior to it being released for public review. The consultants last night, they sent me a 6-month schedule on what is to occur within the 6 months, and I have yet to really review it, but pretty much, you know, the next 6 months gearing up towards finalizing the existing conditions report, posting that, and then also starting to slot out time slots for the community workshops. So that will be in the next 6 months, so I'll have more information as those efforts develop.
Okay, when, I'll start that again. How soon do you anticipate a first reading here before us? Are we looking, according to their timeline, it seemed to me, I thought it was like fall of 24. Are we like September?
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be another joint meeting
after
July.
This initial draft. So it'll be completed March, April. We'll get a first look at it. We'll have a joint supervisor commissioner meeting only, or will that be public?
So it's looking like the public review draft expected to be done sometime in end of April, early May, and then there will be a draft joint sometime middle of July. It doesn't look like there will be a specific planning commission meeting for the existing conditions. It would be lumped into that, the joint planning and board meeting.
Okay.
So that would be discussed there.
So when you say joint meeting, is that also open to the public, or is that a closed door, the two bodies meeting with the...
My understanding is it's open to the public, so similarly to the last one,
okay.
Yes.
And so we need to, well ahead of time, do a formal request that our guru, Miss
yes.
Janine, is able to attend
mm-hmm.
so that we have good minutes
yes.
taken. No,
yes.
I should say great minutes taken.
Yes, we will have
to
that
avoid
all
the last.
My head's issue. Getting big.
Correct,
okay.
Yeah. We'll have that all handled
you
beforehand.
You have a good recording system for her.
I'll tell you what, she's
I know.
She's top notch.
I'm just trying to help her.
I agree. I agree. I want our guru.
It's a little
our head cheese needs to be there.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thanks. I try.
Oh, you do more than try. You excel.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
Okay, so we're at sometime July, mid-July, you think,
mm-hmm.
and then later fall, September, October, moving into winter, is when we would potentially have the first public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And so when that happens, we need to be thinking ahead of time to ensure we have a facility large enough
right.
to account
yeah.
for the
mm-hmm.
attendance.
So
yes.
what do you expect different changes going to be?
I have no clue.
I don't.
But I know we're going to be having a heck of a lot of desire by the public to comment at least
yeah.
on round one.
And that will be around the time, I believe, in this schedule where the NOP, right, the Notice of Preparation, and the EIR and all of that stuff's going to start to begin either fall, early winter. So
okay.
I think for that action, we'll definitely need a different
facility. Are they going to be getting like health care availability and things like that? Is that going to be in the...
In the EIR?
No, in the final draft of the planning, there...
Potentially, if that's a goal or
yeah,
you know, a program or policy that's warranted or needed by you know elected officials or the community, I think that's still kind of to be determined on how it's all going to look. So
there'll be, oh, go ahead.
There's still plenty of requirements in housing. Have to go into this.
Oh yeah, I mean, and you know, we have the adopted housing element with all of the unfunded, mandated items that we have to account for and discuss. So that's all separate and
so that's going to be the thorny issue: is where do you put it?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you know, to me, no place in the county is exempt because we do have a transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and if nobody wants that. In their backyard, but how do you, if we're being mandated we need to do this, where's the best place to do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a political call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and
I can just see those five supervisors going,
yeah.
We're going to put it over in that supervisor district.
Yeah, right, and you would typically want housing near services, so typically that would be in an incorporated city where you can have those densities and things like that. That makes
sense.
Kind of
like what's going on the hill up there.
Mm-hmm.
Myth Mountain, you're talking about?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. It's unhoused hill is the correct term.
So is this, when's the county going to get paid for the property over here? Across the freeway. Goodness knows. I would think the city of Wairika would be coughing up some money to the county for that.
For what property?
For all that new construction that
oh, yeah, yeah.
The county had to sign the property over to the contractor so you get some money to build it.
Was that county land?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. There's a property owner right next to it, just up in arms about it.
Through the chair.
Yes.
On one other item. Somewhat related to the State Water Control Board. So I want to point out that on January 30th, Governor Newsom came out with his salmon restoration plan.
Mm-hmm. I've read it.
You read it, I'm sure, just so for public knowledge, you know. It's basically a pathway to remove all the dams. You know, just a quote. We're doubling down to make sure the species not only adapts in the face of extreme weather, but remains a fixture of California's natural beauty and ecosystems for generations to come.
So they're going to remove all the dams?
Yeah, because salmon do better without water.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
It'll never go. It'll never happen.
Shasta Dam's going to come down.
Yep. Shasta will be next.
To open
up the McLeod River.
There's too many people down the river that depend on that. That's the population.
The one that won't come down is Hetch Hetchy.
Yep, even though San Francisco at one time wanted it to come down and then realized that's where their water comes from and said, oh, no, we changed our minds. Okay, future meeting, next one will be March 20th. I will not be here. So Vice Chair Lindler will need to be. So fair warning, you will not see me next month.
Okay.
Correspondence.
None.
Oh, Commissioner Hart just said he likely will not be here either.
For March, okay.
Well, let me check because we got a horse show.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's the 20th, 20th through the 25th or the 27th.
Okay.
I'll be in Sacramento. So.
Okay.
Correspondence?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Any additional staff comments beyond what we've already discussed?
Just a quick comment. So if you look at the Zoom screen and you see the name James Phelps, that is our new senior planner we have hired. He comes from the county council department, actually, so we're happy to have him on board.
He comes from where?
The county council department.
So he's coming over to
mm-hmm. Yeah, so you he's will meet him, well, not next meeting, but I guess the meeting after that.
So he's a lawyer as well as a planner now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got two of them we can beat up on.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, so you all will meet
him. You will keep us on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do my best.
Mr. Dean?
Yes, I just want to advise all of you that we had a fire associated with our building and lost about 50,000 records of our building permits and compromised all of our planning documents as well. So we're working through that fund right now. Yeah.
Kind of like the flood that went through the Quonset hut that ruined all the water documents.
Yeah. Yeah. Firebug ran through town on Super Bowl weekend. And,
I saw there were like four or five that popped up on the scanner.
Yeah, broke a hole in the window of our basement and lit that on fire right in the record room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll punish that guy.
Okay. Commission comments.
Well, through the chair,
yes.
Did you want to talk about the June meeting? You were going to bring that up during comments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we might need to, reschedule our June meeting, or we can just cancel it. I believe there's a special board meeting that was...
Well, it's a...
Or what was it?
It's a personnel hearing that they schedule on June 19th, not realizing that's our planning commission day.
Yeah,
I wanted to know if we could either cancel it or move our June meeting. Well, they're asking me to give them an answer as soon as possible.
Are they going to move these meetings down the room or hallway here?
Eventually, but it's not ready yet because they suggested that we have ours here and they have theirs there, but I don't think it's going to be done by then.
So,
I am gone the 5th. I will be unavailable on the 12th.
Okay.
The 26th, I could make work if necessary.
Okay.
19th is the 3rd. What's that, a holiday?
Yeah, I'm good on the 19th if we have a different location.
Is that a holiday?
A different location would be fine with
me.
This
is a board meeting day. The 19th.
So, is the 19th a holiday?
No.
Mm-mm. So
why is it red up there?
That's a board day.
Oh, Juneteenth.
Oh, Juneteenth. Okay.
Oh, it is a holiday.
But not for us.
Yeah.
It's what? Juneteenth.
It's not our home. It's not a holiday for
every
us.
Every day is a
say
holiday.
What?
It's another one of those movies.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay. Careful.
So we can see if the 26th works for everybody, potentially.
I could make that okay. work. I'm good on the 19th at a different location.
Okay.
Where?
I'll make it work.
Dusty?
One way or another.
Could
are
you do
you
it on the 26th?
On the 26th,
June?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Well, I'll check with Tony and Daniel.
Okay.
Hey, Janine, did they say that the other room would be open by then potentially?
Well, one of the Board of Supervisors said, but they don't really know what's going on.
They've been working on getting the room across the hall open.
I'll talk to, I keep in touch with Wendy, but she didn't think it would be ready in time.
Okay. So we're clear as the Klamath on that then? Okay.
Yep.
Commissioner comments? None from either of you. No. I will.
Thank you,
Journal.